Until 1960, the feast that we celebrate today went by a different name. We celebrated it as the circumcision of Jesus. Maybe a little more obscure. So we celebrate today Mary, the Mother of God. But within this same feast, we celebrate these realities. Even at the end of the gospel today, you hear when 8 days were completed, so that would be today, 8 days after Christmas, Jesus was brought forward for circumcision. He became one of the family of Israel through that act of consecration, and he was given his name, Jesus. And this is significant because it was the first time our Savior shed his blood. His blood, of course, that would be poured out on the cross some 33 years later for our salvation. Already here at the beginning of his life, a calling to what he was born for. He was born for this mission to save us through his blood, through his mercy. But then we celebrate this other reality today of Mary, Mother of God. Of course, this is an ancient title of Our Lady, one that we consecrate here at the beginning of our year. It comes from the Council of Ephesus in the 5th century when the fathers of the church were debating doctrinal matters of Jesus' humanity and his divinity. They met in Ephesus, a place where tradition would hold it that Mary spent her last days with the Apostle John. Think of Jesus hanging on the cross and giving his mother, Mary, to John, saying, "Behold your son, behold your mother." And then tradition would say they went to Turkey, to Ephesus, and spent their last days there. And so the church fathers met there in council, debating all of these doctrinal matters, and they came upon a term to call Mary that was unique, that was special. Mary, the Mother of God. That's what we say in English. But the Greek term that they settled on was Theotokos, meaning God-bearer. And I think both are helpful for us. Mary, Mother of God, denotes who she is. She's the mother. But Theotokos, bearer of God, I think shows us what she does. As a mother, she bears her son, but not just in like a surrogate type way where she bore him for 9 months in her womb and then the relationship was over. You mothers know that you bear your children forever. You only bear them in your womb for 9 months. You only carry them in your body for that short period, but you bear them forever. And so Mary is Theotokos, the God bearer. She bore him in her womb, but she also bears him in her soul. There's a soul tie between a mother and a child. And in Mary being the Mother of God, how even more profound that she would bear the God of the universe in her soul forever. She would bear him in that deepest place of her, where we hear in the scriptures today, where she kept these things, reflecting on them in her heart. The heart here is not the physical heart. It's an image of the soul, an image of where Mary bore our Lord and where she invites us to bear him as well. None of us will be the Mother of God, but each of us can be Theotokos. Each of us can bear in our souls the reality of Christ's humanity and divinity. We can hide our God in our hearts and bear him to the whole world, bear him for all eternity. This is what the great dignity and the duty of the Christian is, to bear Christ. We do this in a very special way during Mass. Each of us, when we come and receive Holy Communion, bears our Lord in our bodies through his incarnation, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity that lived in Mary lives in us through the Holy Eucharist. But it doesn't just stay in our stomachs. This holy meal, this spiritual communion, feeds our souls. As we consume the Eucharist in a mystical way, it goes to our hearts, that the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord is born in our souls, just as it was born in Mary. And so today, as we consecrate her, Mary, Mother of God, Mother of the Church, Theotokos, let us each be a God-bearer. Let us in this new year bear God in our souls and bear him to the whole world.